Good morning and welcome to our service for this, the fourth Sunday in Lent, commonly celebrated as Mothering Sunday. I know and I expect many of you will refer to today as Mother's Day. That's fine, but in my family, when I was buying a card for my mother, who we sadly lost just over 2 years ago, it was always Mothering Sunday, never Mother's Day. But say, if you celebrate it as Mother's Day, that's fine. But as the church is concerned, we are treating this as Mothering Sunday. And I'm sure there'll be more about that later on in the service. Now, as we start to celebrate this day, let's begin by singing our first hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. And on this Mothering Sunday, we prepare ourselves to worship. Come, worship the God who said, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. So we will come before you, our God. Amen. God our Father, as Pharaoh's daughter noticed the needs of a small child alone in the reeds, so help us to notice those areas of our own lives needing care and attention. Therefore, let us confess our sins, seeking the embrace of God's forgiveness and peace. We have failed to nurture the needy. Lord, have mercy. We have failed to make space in our lives for the broken-hearted. Christ, have mercy. We struggle to forgive those who have withheld their love from us. Lord, have mercy. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's now sing our second hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful. We now hear our first reading from the Bible, read for us by Hazel.
A reading from Proverbs 31. A capable wife who can find. She is far more precious than jewels. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy. Her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates.
Before we hear our gospel reading, we're going to sing again, and this time we're going to sing a canticle which is set in the form of a hymn. It's well known. It's Tell Out My Soul.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now Geoffrey Marshall has some words for us. Let's hear from Geoffrey.
Hooray! A break from Lent. I don't want to be asked any more what I've given up. I've been forced for too long to give up seeing family and friends, give up shopping, give up holidays, give up hairdressers, I should be so lucky, even giving up visiting the sick. I have given up eating any biscuits or cake with my morning coffee and afternoon tea, but that's not going to save me very much money, which I should send to those much worse off than me. Hooray, a break from Lent. I don't want telling any more to say sorry for my sins. I'm not getting much opportunity to sin, except, of course, in what I fail to do. At my age, in this prolonged lockdown, my sins of omission are probably much more serious than my sins of commission. At Christmas time, we bought some presents online from something called the Museum Selection. A week or two ago, I was delighted to get an advert from them, which began, "Dear Geoffrey, we understand that Mothering Sunday can be a very sensitive time for some of us. So if you don't want us to send you any Mothering Sunday reminders this month, we won't. Let us know by clicking the button below to opt out." I had a very similar message from Freeman's after I bought Hazel a Christmas sweater from their online shop, which included the sentence, "We understand that not everyone wants to hear about Mother's Day." So let me add my sympathies if today makes you uncomfortable, or sad, or angry. I have my own regrets today. My mother died at a ripe old age, but because she died very suddenly, some weeks after I'd last visited her, I never had a chance, or rather, I had left it too late, to say goodbye and to thank her for being her. My mum was a hopeless cook, pretty right wing, and quite stingy with money. She was a great amateur actress, an excellent artist, and a very professional nurse, although the fact that her junior colleagues called her Sister Hitler must tell you something about her administrative skills. Of course, Mum was the very best mother I ever had, and probably the biggest influence on my Christian faith. When I was ordained, she made for me four lovely stoles in the four liturgical colours, white, purple, red and green. The white one fell to bits after decades of weddings. The purple one I must have left at a crematorium some years ago, because I couldn't find it when we were packing up to move back to Derby. I don't know where the green one went, so I've only got the red one, for Saints' Days and Passiontide, to remember her by. But I never said or wrote a thank you for those things, despite the hours Mum must have spent making them. She also painted several plates for me, sometimes as a thank you present for taking her on pilgrimage. Again, they must have taken her hours. But again, I don't remember ever saying or writing a proper thank you. I sometimes wonder why this was. Perhaps because she and my father sent me away from home to boarding school at the age of 12, which I hated but never dared tell them so. And we didn't finish well. A few days before she died, when she still sounded fighting fit, she phoned me to tell me that a relative had died. I said, "And how old was Uncle Vin?" When she told me he was 83, I said something about that being a good age. Only when she put the phone down on me did I realise what that might have meant to her. She was 84. Within a week she was dead, and I could never put right my tactless comment. But Mothering Sunday is not just about a day's break from the fasting and penitence of Lent. Nor is it just about our biological mum. We all had one, and whether we knew her or not, whether she was any good or not, whether she is still alive or not, she remains a big part of who we are today. Mothering Sunday is also about our mother church, our own parish church, but especially today, our cathedral. But we can't go there today, even if we can see on Zoom or YouTube or something like that what the new dean is doing and saying. I love cathedrals, mostly because they are open when so many of our churches are closed. So, one more subject for Mothering Sunday. Jesus's mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, perhaps the most painted and most sculpted woman in the world. Down the centuries, the church has had two ways of looking at Jesus's mother. There has been an over-the-top adoration, often to the detriment of the worship of her son. And there has been almost a campaign to completely ignore her. I'm sure both attitudes are wrong. Remember your own mother. Let me risk repeating a story you may have heard before. The vicar asked the new curate to preach on Mothering Sunday. The young man nervously climbed the pulpit steps, looked down on the vast congregation of regular worshippers, regular meaning twice a year, Christmas and Mothering Sunday, and began, "Instead of a Bible text this morning, I give you a toast. Here's to the happiest days of my life, spent in the arms of another man's wife, my mother." There happened to be a bishop, incognito, on holiday in the congregation, who thought to himself, "What a very good introduction. I must remember that one." At his next ordination service, back in his own cathedral, the bishop began his sermon. "Instead of a Bible text this morning, I give you a toast. Here's to the happiest days of my life, spent in the arms of another man's wife." Then his memory failed him. Now, whatever was the lady's name? You cannot forget your mother. I'm sure Jesus couldn't either. You can't forget the first singer of the Magnificat, the obedient and humble Mary, the first evangelist, she's sometimes called. And if you're tempted to say, "It's too high church to say of her, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb,'" remember that every word is biblical. The words of Mary's cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Like you, probably, I can't remember many sermons. But I remember the closing line of the first sermon I ever heard about Mary, way back in the 60s. The priest ended, "At least let Jesus not have to say when your time comes, 'Oh, David,' or 'Oh, Kate, I don't think you know my mother.'"
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now Stephanie is going to lead us in our prayers.
Lord, we thank you that we have the privilege to come into your presence today to praise and worship you. Lord, we love you and give you thanks. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us come to the Lord in hope. Let us pray to the Lord in faith. Let us hold on to the Lord throughout our lives. Lord, on this fourth Sunday, Mothering Sunday, we thank you for mothers everywhere. Thank you for the love of mothers, their care and concern, the joys they have shared with us, and the pains and hardship they have borne for us. Thank you for the joys of family life, that your love be present in every home, and help your church to have eyes to see and ears to hear the needs of all that seek solace in the church. We're with those who are struggling because they have no children. This year, be especially near to those who are sad because they are far apart from those they love, safe in the knowledge we'll very soon be able to have hugs. Lord, thank you as we watch the fading away of the cold and winter months and see the emergence of the new birth of spring. We watch the snowdrops, crocuses and daffodils breaking through, and we acknowledge you as the author of creation. We thank you, Lord, that we are so blessed. So many people are not living in this kind of environment and do not see the joy and hope that we truly have in our lives. We acknowledge we are custodians of this world and ask that you would help us to respect all nature and environments, and care for it as a gift from God. Lord, we pray for our Queen and recognize that she too needs compassion whilst her husband is recovering from a heart procedure. She is a mother and grandmother and is not immune from disparaging remarks by the world concerning the friction surrounding her own family. We remember the Queen in our prayers and pray for her peace and strength during the next few days. Lord, we pray for our leaders. We pray that you will guide them in all decisions, and we pray your will be done. Lord, we ask for grace, peace, and guidance during this difficult time for our country. As we move forward out of lockdown, grant us wisdom, mercy, and love. Even in the darkest moments that we are going through, we know our futures are tightly bound. We entrust to your care those people who are ill and in pain. Comfort and heal them. Bring them back to full strength. We thank you for the skill, resilience, and compassion of those caring for the sick. Thank you that through them many are alive and restored to health. Merciful Father, I accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, who gave his life, was crucified, and rose from the dead. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen.
God of love, passionate and strong, tender and careful, watch over us and hold us all the days of our life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Our next hymn is another old favourite. It's Now Thank We All Our God.
Thank you.
few notices before we go. Hopefully you're all aware that services have resumed at both Bredsall and Smalley at their usual times. Services at Morley will restart on Easter Sunday itself. So Bredsall 10:15, Smalley at 9:30 each Sunday. There should also be 8 o'clock services at Bredsall. Please keep an eye on the website as to what they may be. Also to remind you that during the last 2 weeks of Lent, through Passion Tide, there will be displays in all 3 churchyards of the Stations of the Cross. This will conclude with meditations on Good Friday in all 3 churches. Again, for details, please check your local church website. So there we are. I know we've also said that last week would have been the last of our video services, and we would be doing audio only again from today. Well, we're breaking that rule again straight away, because for next week only there will be a video service prepared. And that's because we are being provided with some material from Tear Fund in the form of a video, which we felt would be appropriate to share with everybody. So for those who aren't able to come into church, this will give us an opportunity to see something about the work of Tear Fund and how that has been supported from the parishes. Meanwhile, it's about time to say cheerio from us today. We've got a blessing, and before our final bells, I thought we'd just include one final hymn. It's a hymn I didn't know, but it's called For Mary, Mother of Our Lord, and it seems quite appropriate, so we're adding that into this podcast as well, so you'll hear that. And then we'll be on our way. So cheerio and see you soon. May the love of the Father fill our hearts. May the love of the Lord Jesus fill our homes. And may the grace of the Holy Spirit bind us together in love in our families and communities. Amen.